Welcome to the Bedford Alliance Church Foundations Podcast. I'm Luke Cugino, your discipleship pastor and host. This weekly podcast is designed to accompany your discipleship group and help you build a strong foundation in the Christian faith. We want to equip you so you can be unleashed to obey Jesus' command to make disciples. We want to make Jesus' final words our first work. Well, hello everyone. As the intro said, my name is Luke Cugino, and I am the discipleship pastor here at Bedford Alliance. And I do want to welcome you to your discipleship group, or D group, as you'll often hear us call them. I also want to welcome you to this podcast. This is the very first episode of the Foundations podcast, and this is a weekly podcast that will accompany your D group, so you'll listen to it each week, and it will walk alongside of you as you go through your D group journey. Now, you have a couple of options when it comes to listening to this podcast. You can either listen to it as a D group during your actual meeting time, or you can listen to it, if your group chooses to, individually ahead of time. Okay, but we'll leave that up to you and your group to decide. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, why do I even have to listen to this? What's the purpose of this? Why are we doing this podcast? Well, this podcast is going to do a couple of things. First, it's simply going to introduce you to D groups, what they are, how they work, what they look like. This podcast is going to basically help coach you as you go through your D group. But on top of that, this podcast is also going to give you a strong foundation in the Christian faith. Okay, hence the name, Foundations Podcast. So what this is going to look like is the first 4 weeks of the podcast are going to be more introductory. We're going to tell you what a D group is, how it works, how to get a strong start within your group, how to get up and running. And then from there, we're going to cover all sorts of biblical and theological topics, everything from the storyline of Scripture to basic Christian doctrines and Christian living, and all sorts of essential topics, things that all Christians need to know. Now, the key thing in all of this, because some of you might be thinking, okay, I already know some of these things. But the key thing to remember in all of this is that you're not just learning for yourself. You're learning for the person coming behind you. We're not just filling your head with head knowledge for the sake of head knowledge. We want to equip you so you can go out and make a difference. So you can go out and invest in other people and reach other people. Okay, so keep that in mind as we go through this podcast. Remember, you're not just learning for your own sake. You're learning so that you can go out and reach other people. Now, you might be thinking again at this point, okay, that's all great, but I still don't even know what a D group is. I was invited into this group by somebody, but I'm still confused. Like, I don't even know what I agreed to be a part of. What is a D group? Well, very simply, if we look at this from a big picture perspective first, just starting from a simple perspective, a D group is just a group of believers being intentional and helping each other become more like Jesus. Okay, it's really as simple as that. A group of believers investing in each other, being intentional with each other and helping each other become more like Jesus. That's what a D group is. Big picture. Keep that in mind, okay? Big picture. Then if we get a little bit more detailed, if we look at the characteristics of a D group has 3 to 5 people. We keep these groups small on purpose so we can be open and honest and be transparent with each other, be real with each other. So 3 to 5 people of the same gender, men with men, women with women. They read and apply Scripture together, and then they meet weekly to encourage each other, to build each other up, and to hold each other accountable. Okay, those are the key characteristics of a D group. 3 to 5 people of the same gender who meet weekly and read and apply Scripture together. Now, again, at this point, you might be thinking, why D groups? Why this approach? Well, I want to share a little bit of my backstory and why I'm so passionate about D groups. And I was raised in a Christian home. I'm so thankful for my upbringing, for my parents. I was taught at an early age to prioritize God and prioritize church and Scripture, reading Scripture. But I got to a point in my spiritual life, like everyone does, where I felt like my spiritual growth was just stagnating. I wasn't going anywhere. I was facing temptation and distraction, and I just was not growing spiritually. And I remember thinking, well, maybe I just need to study the Bible more. And don't get me wrong, time in the Word is never wasted. Okay, the Word of God does the work of God. But I remember I got a study Bible and I went through all of the notes in a very detailed way, but I was still not seeing the spiritual growth like I wanted to see. For me, just increasing my head knowledge wasn't enough. And then I remember thinking, well, maybe I need to read other books by other Christian authors, some of these classic Christian books. And so I did. I started reading, and of course they helped, but again, I wasn't seeing the spiritual growth that I wanted to see. So for me, the breakthrough came. It was my junior year of high school. I was invited to be in a group with three other men, so there were four of us total. And we met weekly. We went through different materials. We read scripture together. We prayed together. But what I remember most of all is that we were always there for each other. We lived life together. We picked each other up. When one of us would fall, the other three would be there to pick that person up. We were always there for each other. And I remember we served together one Thanksgiving. We got up early and we went to a shelter and we were able to help serve meals. And then I remember we actually went out and we shared our faith together. We evangelized together. This is when, for me, my spiritual life went to the next level. I felt like I was living my faith, not just wishing I was growing more. I felt like I was actually living out my faith. And this is when I realized something that changed my life. I realized Christians are not meant to grow alone. That was the mistake I was making before. I was trying to grow spiritually in isolation by myself. But to grow spiritually, we need deep, authentic relationships. We need spiritual friendships. Iron sharpens iron friendships. So that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you. That's the heart behind D groups. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We need other people in our lives to help us grow. So as far as why we are doing D groups, why are we doing this? We want to lead you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. And the reality is, you need other people in your life to help you grow spiritually. I want to share a passage that I think illustrates this from Ecclesiastes chapter 4. This passage is often read for weddings, but it applies in many other situations as well. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, starting in verse 9. It says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without another to lift him up. Also, if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one person alone keep warm? And if someone overpowers one person, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily broken." So this is an interesting passage. It was written by Solomon. And Solomon is talking about the perils of living life alone. And what he's doing is he's using travel in the ancient world as a metaphor. So in the ancient world, travel routes were often quite treacherous. So he says here in verse 9, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up." When you were traveling on these treacherous routes, it wasn't uncommon for somebody to fall. Now, if you were alone, you might be in trouble. There might not be anybody for a while to come pick you up. But if you were traveling with somebody else, your companion could come along and help you and pick you up. Then he also talks about if two lie down together, they can keep warm. But how can one person alone keep warm? On these travel routes, it would often get very cold at night, and what travelers would do is they would huddle together to stay warm. But again, if you were alone, you couldn't do that. And then finally, in verse 12, he says, "If someone overpowers one person, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not easily broken." What's he talking about? On these travel routes, it wasn't uncommon for robbers and bandits to target people. Now, if you were alone, you were especially a target. But with two people, you were much safer. And you were even better off if you had three or more people. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. What Solomon is saying here is, we're not meant to do life alone. We're stronger in numbers. We're stronger together than we are alone, and that is absolutely true in our spiritual lives. So what D groups give us, the reason we're doing D groups is they give us a spiritual support structure. You will have other people in your life to help pick you up when you fall, because we all fall. We all have our struggles, but we need other people to help us through those. Just to give a couple of examples, a couple of years ago, my wife and I experienced loss in our lives, and it was a really difficult time. And I remember my wife's D group came alongside of her, and they visited her and helped her and prayed for her and helped her in a way that even I never could have. They picked her up when she was going through a difficult time, and it made all the difference in the world. And in my group, we have a group chat, so at any point, if any one of us has a prayer request, we can send that prayer request out, and within minutes, we have four other guys praying for us. That's huge. And within our group, if there's ever somebody who's not in church, we can follow up with that person and say, hey, is everything okay? What's going on? Is there anything we can do to help? D groups give us a spiritual support structure. We need that. If we want to take our spiritual lives to the next level, we need other people. We need deep, authentic relationships. So why D groups? Because we want to lead you into a deeper relationship with Christ. And in order to do that, you need other people in your life. But we don't want to stop there. We also want to multiply God's kingdom. You see, Jesus is too good to keep to ourselves. Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, he left us as his followers with one final command. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. Every follower of Jesus is commanded to make more followers of Jesus. So we challenge every person in a D group to consider eventually starting their own group, so we get disciples making disciples. Now, I don't want you to be intimidated by that. Okay, I know that's a lot to think about right now, but just keep that in the back of your mind. We'll talk more about that as we go through this whole process. But we want to multiply God's kingdom. And I want you to see the impact that just one D group could have. Okay, so just as a quick illustration, let's say that you start a D group at some point, and this D group has four people in it. Okay, and you meet with this group for about a year, you invest in them, you build relationships with them. And then the following year, everybody in your D group starts their own group. So now you have four groups with 16 people. And then the following year, the same thing happens. Now we have 16 groups. Then the following year, same thing. By year five, starting with just one D group, we could have 256 D groups with over 1,000 people. If you extended that out to year 10, it would be over 1 million people. Let me ask you, what else are you currently doing where you could potentially reach that many people? And you're not just superficially reaching them, but you're creating a movement bigger than yourself where people are being deeply invested in. You see, we have an opportunity here to be part of something bigger than ourselves. When I look at the world today, I see people who are looking and longing for some sort of purpose, for some sort of cause to get behind. And people will get behind almost any cause, it seems. But Jesus has given us the greatest cause in all the world. He's given us the cause of taking his salvation, his gospel, his good news to all the people groups of the world. I think sometimes we sit around and we wonder, what's the purpose of my life? But maybe God has already revealed his purpose for our lives, and we just need to align our lives with that purpose. He's given us the greatest cause in all the world. Let's align our lives with it. Now, for our astute listeners out there, you might be thinking, how do we reach non-believers with D groups? Because you said D groups are primarily for believers. And you're right, D groups are for investing in other believers, people who are already believers. So how do we reach people who aren't saved? Well, I want to introduce to you a concept that we call who's your one. All right, and this is in your D group starter guide. If you're not sure what a D group starter guide is, or if you don't have one, make sure you talk to the facilitator of your group and they'll make sure that you get one. This concept is described under week one of your starter guide. And basically what this concept is we want everybody in a D group to think of one unsaved or at least one unchurched person. Okay, now why one? Because when we tend to think of sharing our faith, when we tend to think of making disciples of all nations, it seems so insurmountable. And it seems almost intangible to the point of, I don't even know where to start. But we all know one unsaved person. All of us do. So it's much more tangible, much more manageable to think of just one person, one name, and to focus on that one person. So what we want to do is think of one unsaved or unchurched person and then commit to praying, investing, and inviting. We want to pray for that person, pray that they come to know Christ, look for opportunities to invest in them, and then look for opportunities to invite them, to church, and ultimately, hopefully, to invite them to follow Jesus. And then within your D group, what you're going to do is you're going to hold each other accountable to make sure that you're praying for and investing in your one. You're going to ask each other each week, hey, how have you been praying for and investing in your one? Now, that's not to say that you're going to have breaking news every single week. We're not saying that, but we want to keep this at the forefront of our minds. Okay. So understand, you're not inviting your one person into your current D group, but you're praying for and investing in them and inviting them so that they can be eventually saved and become part of a future D group. Think of how amazing it would be if somebody you currently know who's not saved became saved and then you were able to invest in them through a future D group. That's our ultimate goal. And another thing I want you to keep in mind as we go through this, I want you to remember, again, you're not just learning for yourself. As we go through this podcast, what I want you to do is I want you to keep the name of your one person, whoever you end up choosing, I want you to keep that name in mind. Remember, you're trying to become equipped so you can reach your one and so that we can continue to expand God's kingdom and make disciples who make disciples. Now, as we wrap up here, what do you need to do before your next meeting, before your second meeting? And just so you know, this list is in your D group starter guide under week one. It tells you what you need to do before your next meeting. But quickly, just to go through it, first, you need to pray and think about who your one will be. So remember, one unsaved or unchurched person, and it should be somebody you have somewhat regular contact with. Okay, don't pick your long-lost cousin on the other side of the world, because then you're going to come up with excuses about why you can't talk to them and why you can't reach them. So it should be somebody you have somewhat regular contact with, whether it's a coworker or a friend or a relative, whoever it is. You don't need to make that decision right now as to who it is, but I want you to be praying and thinking about it this week. And then next week in your second meeting, you're going to tell your group who you've picked. Now for next week, you're also going to start the D group reading plan that's in the back of your D group starter guide. And as you read, what I want you to do is I want you to jot down a couple of verses that stand out to you. Okay. And then I want you to think about how these verses might apply to your life and then be prepared for next week just to share a couple thoughts with your group about how God spoke to you through these verses. Okay. It doesn't need to be anything earth shattering or anything super profound. Just share, how did God speak to you through the reading this week? And then next week in the podcast, we're going to talk about a more specific journaling method that you can use to help you as you read the Bible. So that's all for this week. As I mentioned earlier, remember, Jesus commanded us. He left us with the command to make disciples. We want to be obedient to that command. We want to multiply God's kingdom, and we want to make Jesus' final words our first work.